We have a question from Fiona in Scotland, and she said that a recent blood test showed that her older horse is slightly anemic. What might cause this, and is there anything she can do?
The most common cause of anemia in a horse, or really any animal, is chronic inflammation. And one thing that the body does when there's infection is it'll try to grab onto iron, because bacteria also need iron to grow. And as we know, iron's important for red blood cell production. So whenever there's anemia, I'll ask myself, is there any possibility this horse may have an infection somewhere? So I'll look at the white blood cell count and see if that's high, because generally it will be if there's an infection. And another thing that we look at in horses is fibrinogen, which is an inflammatory protein, and that will go up with infection. We also have the test for serum amyloid A now, which is also another indicator of infection in the horse. So I would look at those things, look at white blood cell count, look at fibrinogen, look at serum amyloid A. And then there's different things that we look at on the complete blood count on that report that you get back that talks about what the white count is and what the red count is. And one of them we look at is packed cell volume or hematocrit. And what that tells you is the percent of red blood cells that are in the blood. So if we spin down the liquid portion of the blood, the packed cell volume is what percent of that is red blood cells. And, you know, generally, if that number is normal, I don't tend to worry much about the other things. Like there's an RBC, which is red blood cell count, because it's harder for me to make that determination. I tend to go more on the packed cell volume or hematocrit. So and some people will use hematocrit as a determiner of anemia. In humans, they'll use hemoglobin, and we really don't use that much in horses. And hemoglobin measures that red pigment in red blood cells that makes them carry oxygen. So if you use hemoglobin might be low, but those other numbers may be right. So to me, whenever I get a call about a horse that's anemic, I'll, you know, ask if the person can email me that report so I can look at it, because depending on the definition of anemia, you could use any of those three things. And so I like to look at all those together and then try to determine if there's really a reason. You know, a lot of times if they're pretty close to normal, it's really not very significant. If you rebled that horse in 2 to 4 weeks, it'd probably be normal.